This is Morning Ireland. It's Tuesday and Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Audrey. Ireland could go broke in 10 years. That's the headline in the Irish Sun. It's over a report from the National Economic and Social Council which says we need to get our population up. That report is covered in several of this morning's papers. The Mail says we reached so-called peak baby and peak child milestones in 2010 and 2024. Numbers like that generate many of the stories in today's papers. For example, The Sun tells us that college applications are up by 7%. Recruitment to the Defence Forces is up by 34%, so says The Independent. The Independent also reports that gun killings in the state fell to zero this year for the first time in almost 60 years. Overcrowding in Cork Prison is up, according to The Echo. The prison has only about 300 beds, but over 400 prisoners, so over a quarter of prisoners are sleeping on the floor. The number of organ donors is down. That's from a report in The Independent, but we're not told the reason why. The amount of claims being paid out by the HSE in Cork and Kerry is down. Last year it was 48 million euro. This year it's 34 million euro. Those figures are in The Echo, courtesy of a Cork Sinn Féin TD who requested them from the Department of Health. He's Thomas Gould and he says he speaks to people who take claims as a last resort when they feel let down by their medical treatment. He goes on to say this is largely the fault of a health service that's on its knees. Still on money, the Herald front page has the figure of 30,000 in its headline. That's the amount of money stolen from a woman who was scammed. The paper says she's a single mother and the money was from a divorce settlement. And what happened was that she'd received a message claiming to be from Revenue, which didn't surprise her because she'd been working with an accountant on her taxes. She then got a call, supposedly from the Bank of Ireland, from a man with an Irish accent who told her that the message from Revenue was a scam and that her account had been compromised. He then persuaded her to move her money to a Revolut account from where it was taken. She complained to Revolut, but they said she'd been given ample scam warning messages. The woman said that when she got those messages, she happened to be on the phone to the man she thought was from the Bank of Ireland, and he assured her they could be ignored. That's in the Herald. The annual release of state papers is filling plenty of pages in the papers this morning. The Belfast Telegraph is covering the British state papers. On its front page, it reports that as far back as 2002, the government in the north knew that agricultural runoff was killing Loch Ness. Inside, the Telegraph said there's a row over a file relating to Prince Andrew that's missing from the British state papers. It relates to royal visits in 2004 and 2005. Officials say it was left out by mistake. Reporters who saw it in an earlier release say it's unexceptional. Nevertheless, its omission is now being branded a cover-up. In the Irish state papers, the story of a pregnant woman who died having been refused hospital treatment. The Independent says it's from 1941 and relates to a woman from Ballinan, County Mayo, who was refused admission to her local hospital and had to be transferred by ambulance to Castlebar, where she died. Ralph Regal's study in the Independent of the state papers shows that her husband spent more than 10 years in vain trying to find out what had happened to his wife. Regal discovers that the information was available, but officials refused to tell the woman's husband where he could find it. That's in the Independent. A few pages over, there's the first grand stretch in the evening's letter. It's from an upbeat M. O'Brien who writes, "The added few seconds of daylight since the solstice are very welcome. Here's to a brighter 2026.
Hear, hear. Ronan, thank you very much. It's 9 minutes past 8.